Welcome to Cross Hope Visual Stories. Cross Hope Visual Stories is a weekend presentation of Cross Hope Ministries, where we share inspirational stories of the hope and encouragement of the cross in a unique format. Now here's today's story.
I have never ceased to be amazed at how one speaker impresses me over and over every time I hear him. His name is Ravi Zacharias. I quoted him recently. I want you to listen to one of my favorite stories that he tells, true story. Ravi travels all over the world speaking on college and university campuses. Ravi Zacharias was speaking at a particular university, and a couple came up to him, a middle-aged couple, and they said, "We know you're busy, we know you've got a schedule, and that you're scheduled to speak here every day at our university in our town, but we have got to talk with you. I mean, if there is any way we can talk to you, we'd love to come and get you and bring you to our home for dinner, and we'll bring you back. Will you do that?" Ravi said oftentimes he wouldn't do that, but he did in this case. The couple came, picked him up at the university, they took him to their home, and Ravi said, maybe you've experienced this, he said the couple seemed extremely nervous while he was there. They were gracious and friendly, but they kept looking at one another, they kept looking at the clock, they kept looking at him, taking these furtive glances during dinner and then looking away. And he said, "Something's up here. There's something uncomfortable I'm feeling." And finally, it all came to light when the husband said to Ravi, "Will you come outside with me in the backyard? I want to talk to you privately." And here's what he said. He said, "Some time ago, our son was killed in an automobile accident. For a long time, Ravi," he said, "I was not able to get over my son's death. There had been many things going on in his life that I wish we could have talked about, but I never did." And here's what the father said, "I agonized for months over the opportunities that are now lost forever." Listen to that again. "I've agonized for months over the opportunities that are now lost forever." That's a word for somebody today. Don't waste opportunities with your loved ones so that later you regret, I've lost those opportunities forever. And then he told this remarkable story. He said, "Ravi, I went into my son's room several days after his death. I was going on a business trip in the car, and I just happened to notice a cassette tape of some of the music that my son recorded off the radio. He wasn't prepared for what he was about to hear. He put the tape in the car, was listening to the music, driving down the expressway, and then all of a sudden the music stopped. All of a sudden he hears his son's voice on the tape. Right in the middle of this music, his son is talking. His son, he found out later, recorded this 3 weeks before the accident. And the son on the tape said this, "I just want to share with who's listening what's happened in my life. How I was at the university," and he named the university where he attended, "and a man named Ravi Zacharias came to share the claims of Christ, and I have given Jesus Christ control of my life, and I've acknowledged him as the Lord of my life." Now I want you to listen to what Ravi Zacharias said about that incident. How consoling a voice can be, especially if it is a voice that we long to hear, speaking about things profound and personal. Listen to that again. How consoling a voice can be, especially if it is a voice we long to hear, speaking of things profound and personal. I want to suggest to you this morning, as melodramatic as this may sound, you heard the voice of Christ today, not mine. But you heard the words of Jesus today that said what? Watch out, be on your guard, don't be conned, don't be deceived, for many will come in my name saying, "I am he." Many will come in my name saying, "The time is near." Do not follow them. Watch and pray. Watch and pray. Don't be weighed down with the anxieties and the dissipation and the drunkenness of life. Don't be a slave to fear or to hedonism. But live your life in such a way that you're ready. You're ready for the Lord to come.
You have been listening to Cross Hope Visual Stories. For more information about this ministry, or to re-listen or view today's story in a video format, go to our website at www.crosshope.org/visualstories. Be sure to join us at this same time every weekend. Cross Hope and Cross Hope Visual Stories are listener-supported and are produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.